Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Certainly an exciting weekend ahead as the Bills get ready to face the Ravens in the AFC divisional round. Take us through it first, the vibe and the excitement that you're seeing on a daily basis here as we continue to inch closer to game day on Sunday and just the excitement surrounding the Bills.
Yeah, I mean, for us, you know, being a really great sports bar in this area, it is constant, right? So you have, you know, that ability for people to, you know, make that reservation, be excited, come in, and just be a part of who we are. And then, listen, we're veterans at this now, and this time of year is so very exciting when they get this far. And the vibe is incredible. You know, it's funny here at Transit because we have two different kind of atmospheres. The outside patio is like a tailgate party, and it's a lot of screaming and yelling and constant, you know, upbeat vibe. And then inside, you have the same thing, but it's toned down a little bit. It's really cool to have that kind of atmosphere, you know. And then we have the DJ pumps everybody up. I'm getting goosebumps just talking about it. It is really a fun and energized time of year for sure.
Now, I know that this isn't the first rodeo that the Bills have been in the playoffs in the last few years. Where does this year maybe differ from your perspective compared to last year or the year before that for you here?
Well, you know, I think obviously every single year there's always that hope, right? But there's always, you feel a little more, well, you know, we're cursed, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I think everybody's kind of opinion is similar, that this could be a year based upon the way the team is so humble, the way they just have it all together, the way they just, I don't know. It just, when they play, it's not like, oh, we're just going to let it go this time. And it doesn't happen. Even when they get, you know, down in the dumps in the beginning of the game or they're down in the halftime, you just have that comfort level that's totally different, and you just feel like this is that year. And I mean, as weird as it sounds, this is the first year we're actually taking reservations where people are calling for the Super Bowl. So they're already pre-planning for that time, and we're probably three quarters full for the Super Bowl. Now, that'll probably change if we're not in it, but let's not talk that way. Let's just say we're going to be in it, and everybody's going to have a great time.
Now, and not to be the buzzkill, but looking at how business changes when the Bills season's over, I know that the past few years has been a little rough with losing the division round. Hopefully this year is different, but whenever the season does change, how much does that really affect business from your perspective, seeing activity every weekend for a Bills contest versus the off season when there's not much football or any football really going on?
I think it's like a week of sadness, but then, you know, like anything else in perspective, kind of life gets back to normal. You know, the ups and downs in the restaurant industry aren't as major. It's more consistent. You know, people concentrate on other things. You know, as sad as it is, and hopefully, I mean, even if you're in the Super Bowl, I mean, that's the last game of the season, so there has to be a last game. So the idea is, no matter what happens, you know, life goes on, people still move forward. And I think, you know, for everybody in Western New York, as far as being a Bills fan, but being a restaurateur and somebody who goes out to eat, it just becomes a little more constant. People just go back to a little bit of normalcy, whatever that may be.
And I know that you, obviously here at the Transit Town location, it's a very sports vibey feel to the place. How much does having the Sabres and other sporting events, if the Bills do lose, we do have the Super Bowl still, and then we have March Madness. How much does that continue to help that, you know, while the activity may slow down a bit, there's still at least stuff going on?
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, there really are, no matter what's happening with the Sabres, just like when the Bills, were not doing well, people still come out to watch, man. They love it. It's something to do. I mean, it's winter in Buffalo, you know what I mean? So, you know, to go out and, you know, sit and have a couple beers and some pizza and wings and anything else, like with a couple of buddies or your family. I mean, it's nice that there's support for the Sabres, and we enjoy, you know, we enjoy the company of those people, because good, bad, or indifferent, it's a team to be supported. And then obviously March Madness is absolutely fantastic. I mean, you know, it still boggles my mind that people take a day off of work on the first game, and that Thursday's packed, and we have a great time. So yeah, sports are a big part of what we do, for sure. So you know, we got into this industry, you know, 17, 18 years ago as a sports bar, and when the Sabres were hot, and I mean, our Millersport location back then when we owned it, you couldn't get in there on a Tuesday night, I mean, because they were just doing so great, you know. So, and people remember that, and I think that Buffalo vibe, no matter what it is, football, hockey, nobody gives up.
All right, feel free to tell us what maybe you got coming up for this weekend, whether it be before the game, during the game, or anything afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we still always have live music on Fridays, you know, before the game, Friday, Saturday, weekends. It's a great family spot. You know, we've got, you know, all of our beers now that we do a really good job with our 1927 brand. We just came out with our own Fioravante. That's my grandfather who started the business in 1927. We just came out with a select barrel bourbon that's for sale by the bottle and all of our drinks. It's, you know, listen, it's a hard industry, but it's a fun industry, and you know, we really are supportive of every local restaurant operator in this area. Everybody works hard. This is a hard time of year for a lot of restaurateurs. So you know, get out there, eat local. You know, support a lot of our friends out there in the restaurant industry, and just, you know, try to enjoy yourself. You know, and always remember, you know, every experience can't be perfect, no matter where you go. So just like the Bills and the Sabres, you know, never give up on your local operators.